Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And it's Mother's Day 2022.
And we just want to say right at the start, this is actually going to be an episode for mothers. It's just a quick 5 minute chat. But if that's triggering for you, pause us.
Mute us.
Go put My Dad Wrote a Porno on and have a laugh.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you gone? All right.
Oh, we mean that in all gentleness.
No, everyone's welcome all the time, but I don't want to trigger people.
No, I know.
I know this day can be like that. But yeah. We wanted to say that however today pans out for you, if Mother's Day is really important to you and your partner hasn't acknowledged it, we see you, okay? And we know that you're sad in the bathroom and a box of Cadbury Roses picked up at the 7-Eleven wasn't what you wanted. We see you.
Yeah. If you haven't slept, you've been up all night with your pea shoots.
Yep.
You're worrying.
Yep.
All sorts of things. You might be in hospital. You might be having Mother's Day by your child's bedside.
Yep.
There's all sorts of scenarios. So we see you today.
Yep.
You might have your little prems in NICU.
Yep.
You might be in hospital on bed rest.
Yep.
You know, there's so many scenarios.
So many scenarios.
And we are diverse mothering, right? So this is your little episode. We're a tiny little part of the world. We're actually a huge part of the world.
Yeah, but...
but we don't feel like that.
Well, today no one talks about us.
No one talks about us.
So there's not going to be any Mother's Day specials that talk about, you know, the fact that you may... had to get up early and give medication and blend breakfast.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So we see you today,
and we made this podcast for you.
We did, and this podcast is to support women, and we support everybody else.
Yes, but it's primarily for you. It was for women,
right?
Because we are women.
Yep, and it's for mums,
and we're kind of tired of us coming last.
We are,
right? So we made this for you.
We did, and. Maybe you got the most gorgeous card that your pea shoot had their little handprint on.
Maybe they chose a funny gift from the school.
Yeah, maybe. You know, there are joyful things about today. When my children were younger and all five of them piled into bed with me, I don't think I ever felt happier. Right?
So that's right.
I know that it's a tricky day, but it's also there are moments of just beauty and how can I not acknowledge how much I love being a mum. Love it.
Very thankful.
So thankful. And I know it's hard fought for some people and I know some people don't get to be a mum, but I am.
Yeah.
Got five of them.
Yep.
And
we're both very fortunate to have our mum still alive.
Very.
Yeah. And that's
because I know
massive.
That's just an extra layer.
Yeah.
And we know beautiful, beautiful people in the hangout have lost their mum in the last year.
Yeah.
This is a really revolting day for you.
Yeah.
I know, you know, my dad died right near Father's Day. I haven't been able to celebrate it since. This year will be 6 years. I can't do it.
Yep.
I stay in bed.
Yep.
So if that's you, if you're in bed,
Enjoy it.
Yep. And
stretch out.
Stretch out. And you don't have to get up and make someone bring you a cup of tea, for crying out loud, or a Diet Coke, whatever you like.
Have a drink of whatever's your favourite thing today. Yeah. You know, and if you have to go and buy your own pyjamas from Suzanne, like I'm probably going to do, I'm going to.
Go.
Yeah. I'm not going to wait for people to buy me things. I'm just, you know, I can. I'm going to go and make myself happy about that stuff too.
And I don't even know if I will get presents from the boys this year. I don't know what will happen. This is my first single Mother's Day.
Yes, it is.
But I don't want them to actually feel like they have to do anything because they're, I don't know, I just... I don't want to make it like that anymore.
Well, because presents, you love presents.
I do.
But actually what you love is when they come and just spend time with you and cuddle you. And,
yeah, I do.
You know, that's good enough.
Ridiculous things.
Yes.
And yes.
That's the magic.
It is the magic. Yeah. So for me this year, I'm just, like I said, scholarship got all of us tickets to the footy. She's trying to drag all five children along. I don't know if that's going to succeed.
Oh, but it's a nice thought.
It is a nice thought. We're going to probably lose terribly to Melbourne. But anyway, Buzz and Woody are like, I don't want to go for 3 hours.
I know.
And it's cold.
It's a shame it's so long, actually. It does stop people.
Yeah, but either way.
She'll go.
The girls and I will be there.
Yeah.
Hopefully the sound engineer will be there.
Yeah.
And we'll just leave Buzz and Woody in the car.
I hope it's gentle on you, Kate. It's a big change.
No, we won't. I'm joking.
Leave them on the train.
Yeah, they can just go around loops of the city loop. I'll be back in 3 hours.
Here's an iPad, some cheesels.
You'll don't get fine. Off. Don't talk to anyone.
Yeah, but I hope it's gentle on you, Kate.
Thank you. And you too, Mandy.
Yeah, thank
you. It's everyone knows. It's just not an easy day. But also, I want to say happy Mother's Day, Mandy.
Happy Mother's Day, Kate.
Yep. You're
thank
amazing
you for sharing
mum.
This journey with me.
Yeah, thank you too. And thank you to everyone else who listens. Yeah. We love you all. You've changed our lives.
Yeah, you have changed our lives.
Yep.
Go forth and look after yourself today.
Yes, and your children, because no one else will.
Yeah. See you.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.